Israeli embassy criticizes Holy Land Catholic leaders for statement on just war. Israel's embassy to the Holy See has criticized a recent statement by Catholic leaders in the Holy Land, which suggested that Israel's ongoing campaign in Gaza is not a just war. On June 30th, the Justice and Peace Commission of the Holy Land issued a statement implying that Israel's actions in Gaza exceed the proportionate use of force necessary for a war to be considered just. The commission, sponsored by the Assembly of the Catholic Ordinaries of the Holy Land, includes Latin and Eastern Catholic leaders from Israel, Palestine, Jordan, and Cyprus. It is headed by Cardinal Pier Battista Pizzaballa, the Latin Patriarch of Jerusalem. The June 30th statement cited the high death toll in Gaza as evidence that Israel's conduct is unjust. As Catholics in the Holy Land who share Pope Francis's vision for a peaceful world, we are outraged that political actors in Israel and abroad are using the theory of just war to legitimize and perpetuate the ongoing war in Gaza, the statement reads. This theory is being misused to justify the deaths of tens of thousands of our friends and neighbors. The statement argued that in the case of Israel's war in Gaza, it is clear that negotiations have not been exhausted before resorting to force, among other issues. There are those who pretend that the war adheres to the rules of proportionality by arguing that a war that continues until the bitter end might save Israeli lives in the future, thus balancing the scales against the thousands of Palestinian lives being lost now, they said. In doing so, they prioritize the security of hypothetical future people over the lives of living, breathing human beings who are being killed every day, the Catholic leaders continued. It is in a spirit of hope that we cannot allow words like just to be used to justify what is unjust, cruel, and devastating. We must advocate for the integrity of language because we remain convinced that true justice is still possible if we can hold fast to its promise. Israel seeks to prevent further atrocities, embassy says. In a response posted to social media on July 2nd, the Israeli embassy to the Holy See characterized the statement as using religious pretext and linguistic stunts to de facto object to Israel's right to defend itself. The embassy stated that Israel's objective from the beginning of the conflict was to end Hamas rule in the territory and ensure that atrocities like those committed on October 7, 2023, will not happen again. The embassy also took issue with the Catholic leaders' framing of post-October 7th events as the war in Gaza and said criticisms of the disproportionate nature of the fighting create a false symmetry that reflects bias and one-sidedness. They noted that Hamas terrorists have embedded themselves in civilian areas, putting non-combatants at risk. The Church teaches in the Catechism of the Catholic Church that in order for a war to be justified, in part, the use of arms must not produce evils and disorders graver than the evil to be eliminated, number 2309. Pope Francis himself has questioned the concept of just war, saying, "War is essentially a lack of dialogue." Just this week, a top Vatican official said the concept of just war is being reviewed. This is not the first time the Israeli embassy to the Holy See, led by outgoing Ambassador Raphael Schutz, has criticized Catholic leaders' statements on the war. In December 2023, Schutz accused Pizzaballa of blood libel for saying that two Christian women in Gaza had been intentionally killed in cold blood by the Israel Defense Forces, IDF. Pope Francis had joined the Patriarchate in condemning the women's deaths, going so far as to call it an act of terrorism during his December 17th Angelus address. And in May, the embassy sharply condemned a Yemeni Nobel laureate's comments on Israel's alleged genocide in Gaza, which she made at a Vatican conference. Schutz, however, told the Italian newswire ANSA that the remarks should have no influence on bilateral relations, as the shameful statement was not made by the Vatican or on behalf of the Vatican. This article was first published by Catholic news agency EWTN Norway's news partner and has been adapted by EWTN Norway.